EU, sir. And one of them is EU, sir.
There is a story where C-3PO realizes he is a fictional character within the book. Okay, haven't done this for a while.
Yeah, what we got? What we got on the agenda?
You're listening to Double Triumph, a podcast dedicated to Star Wars role-playing in the FFG system for Edge of the Empire and Age of Rebellion in the UK. This is Bob Shoy, and with me as always...
Adam Tiss.
Okay, so the last three episodes we put up were the Jibs game.
Yep.
Special live play. Could say treat.
Yep.
Obviously, if you're going to complain that we're a bit fast and loose with the rules in that, that was intentional, as we had people there who were, well, one person who had never played a role-playing game in their life.
And you only had that day to play it as well.
Exactly, and we were under strict time constraints, as you can hear in episode 3, where I'm like, we have 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy that. If you want to play Under the Black Sun, you don't have to listen to it because you might want to run the game not knowing. Or if you have played it, hear how we did it. Or, you know, whatever. It's up there. Us playing Under the Black Sun with Jibs. So that's that. That's the last three episodes. We also recorded some on the same day. Recorded a few games of EU or PU, sir.
Yeah.
Which I didn't put in that, so I can put into this.
Sweet.
So later on in the episode, I'm going to cut in maybe a game or two of EU or PU, sir, from that day.
Awesome.
And I'll do that for the next couple of episodes. And when I've run out of EU or PU games backlogged, I can start playing it on the day. I've decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to treat it more like it's me versus you.
Okay.
So like I have to get one over on you. So it doesn't matter what other people guess, if it's what you guess. If you can suss out the one that's real, you get a point.
Sweet.
And if you don't guess it, I get the point for making you believe it's one of the others.
Cool.
So
that sounds good.
I'll tally it up as we go, see who can see if I can pull the wool over your eyes. Okay, we've got loads to talk about.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, because we haven't had a chance to record for a while.
Yep.
We're only just now bringing up, hey, did you know Star Wars Celebration was on?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, this is news. We still haven't got a name for the news segment, but whatever. It's news. Tis, do you know there's a new Star Wars film coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 7.
Oh, wow.
This is how long it's been since we haven't talked. Have you seen the new trailer for that?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks great. That's really how long it's been.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the trailer.
I can't even remember the trailer.
There's nothing that needs to be said. I think everyone in the world pretty much thinks the trailer's amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And everyone listens to this has seen the trailer. So, move on. I've made notes here. Look, news. Celebration. So, the stuff that was Celebration, the trailer for the film, obviously.
Yeah.
Series 2 of Rebels, don't know if you saw the trailer for that. It's going to have Vader. It's going to have a couple more Clone Wars characters coming back. They're like tying the two series together.
Okay.
That looks cool. Obviously, and the trailer for Battlefront went up.
Yeah, I saw that. That's
really
amazing.
Looks good. The game. Also, I don't even talk to you about this. They talked about Rogue One, which is the Star Wars film next year.
Yeah.
Did you see the little teaser trailer for that?
No, not at all.
It was leaked. It was like they only played it in a panel and then someone got it on their mobile and leaked it. Yeah, that's really cool.
What does it look like?
Do you want to see it if I can get it?
Yeah.
Apparently it's going to be like a war film. All the spin-off films have been called the Star Wars Anthology films. That's what they announced.
Okay.
So you've got the Star Wars episodes, but then between you're going to have the Star Wars Anthology, which is not involving the main character.
Yeah.
It's about the group trying to recover the Death Star plans for the Rebellion.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's set just before Episode 4.
Okay, cool. So where, that's when the bottom spies died.
Yeah, yeah. Episode 4 starts with Leia with the Death Star plans.
Yeah.
Hiding them with R2-D2. So this is how she got the Death Star plans. It's the team that went in.
So what's the one with Young Han? Is that...
That hasn't been announced, the one with Young Han.
Oh, okay, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Insider knowledge. They did actually...
Someone said that young British guy who was in The Kingsman is touted to be young Han Solo.
I did hear about that. Maybe he'll just have like a cameo in this.
Maybe.
They did announce what the probably is going to be the next anthology film.
Yeah.
So you've got episode 4 this year. Wow, this year. You've got Rogue One next year. That's my alarm. That's my pizza. You've got Episode 8 the year after that. Yeah. The after that, you've got the second anthology film.
Wow.
Boba Fett.
Is it Ashley?
Yeah. Well, it's not confirmed by Disney, but pretty much confirmed by other sources.
Sweet. That makes sense.
Mm.
And then the next one's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Following on from there. Did you see that A New Hope has come out in comic book form today?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the original printing. They've just they did a comic book when the film came out in the 70s.
Right.
But they've recolored it and made it look all like new and
the front cover looks really spick and span.
Yeah, yeah, so. They spickened it up and released it as a hardcover.
They spickened it up and spanned it out to everyone.
Hey! Yay! Okay, what are we talking about?
What
you
are we
just
talking
watched
about?
The Rogue One teaser.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all around.
Yeah, I think it's all around. Looks good though.
Looks good.
From, well, you can't really tell what it looks like.
Star Wars, isn't it? It was really good.
Also announced at what was it called? Celebration.
Star Wars Celebration.
New Marvel comic book series based on
Lando.
What do you think about that?
Can't wait.
I didn't know I wanted a Lando series until they announced it, and I was like, oh yeah, I really want that.
Yeah. Is it all about him losing the Millennium Falcon? I'm assuming
so. I thought of another. You know, we were saying the other week. The amount of characters they could have series.
Yeah.
I thought of one the other day and I was like, fuck, like I would love that series, but I can't even think what it is now.
Mm. Probably will happen.
Whatever it was.
They're going to run out of ideas. They're not going to run out of ideas. That's the point. They're going to keep just going to any character.
Yeah, every time they announce one, though, I get excited because I want to read it. But that's picking up as soon as Leia finishes. That's like the month after.
Cool.
So you'll be buying that one.
When is that?
Well, Leia, it's got 3 months left. No, 2 months left.
Sweet. So it'll be July, August?
If Leia doesn't get delayed again.
Oh, I hope it doesn't. I hope it just ends now.
Right, okay. So that's what's been going on. And Star Wars Celebration, they announced where it's going to be next year.
London.
I got my tickets.
I'm going to be around the world, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh. I'll text you from Celebration and say what's
I'll be gutted if I'm back in London by then.
It means I'm going to have to get a new co-host while you're away.
Beef?
Yeah.
Well, I'd Skype.
What, Skype podcast?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
We'll just do it through the interface like we did Jibs.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. So that's that. That's all going on. The other thing, they announced that they're going to do the Disney Infinity game they do where you collect the toys.
With Star Wars?
Yeah, the next one's going to be Disney Infinity Star Wars.
Okay, cool.
And that's the other announcement that was there.
Prefer Amiibos, personally.
Also, Monday just gone.
Yeah.
It was.
What was it?
Star Wars Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, May the 4th be with you. Yeah. The problem I have with that is that the phrase was coined when Maggie Thatcher was in power. And it was just as she got into power, it was Maggie, May the 4th be with you.
Really?
Yeah, that was when it was coined and it stuck.
The secret history of May the 4th.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, the more you know. Did you do anything Star Wars related on that day?
No.
Really?
The restaurant down next to the pub that I live in was doing a May the 4th be with you food thing where they'd have like puns for food, but I didn't bother.
I watched Star Wars Episode 1 with the director's commentary on.
Did you enjoy it? We've already spoken about it, but...
No, we haven't. It was really boring.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was expecting revelations.
Really?
Yeah. Becca fell asleep.
Yeah.
It was really dry.
I would have without the commentary, really. I've seen that film a million times, so...
Yeah, I go hot and cold on it. I know we've bashed it on the show before, but like part of me genuinely has a soft spot for Episode 1.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I was a kid when it came out. And I don't hate the prequels as much as a lot of people do. I always consider it all part of the same mythos. Like, some parts of it I really love.
Yeah.
The whole Obi-Wan story in Episode 2 I love. It's like detective on the trail of, like, Sopha Diaz and going to Kamino and going to the library and all that stuff and tracking it down. I love that. Episode 2 is so good for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I found the commentary kind of boring on Episode 1.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's a second commentary on Episode 1.
By
all the actors.
Oh, right, okay.
So I might watch it again with that commentary on.
I'm not sure if I care what any of the actors think.
But Ahmed Best is on there.
Who?
Jar Jar.
Oh.
Exactly. I wonder what he's got to say.
Exactly.
Liam Neeson's on there and Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah, Liam Neeson's on
there. Right. Yeah, yeah. They'll be so, yeah, I might start watching it and see how it goes.
Qui-Gon.
Yeah. Oh, that's who I was thinking of. If they did a Qui-Gon comic.
They will.
If they did a Qui-Gon series, I would fucking read that. Because he's like a bit of a rebel.
Didn't he get taught by Dooku?
Yeah.
So,
and he's also like really rebellious to the Jedi Council. They like talk about him being like not by the book and stuff in it.
Yeah, and he'd be on the council if he wasn't breaking the rules so much.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
That side, because everyone likes Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
He's like the best thing about episode one.
Yeah.
So let's have some more Qui-Gon that isn't part of a crappy film. I mean, I love it.
Sorry.
I can't decide what I feel about it. I want a Qui-Gon comic.
Yeah, definitely. I suggest a new strategy, Art. Let the
Wookiee win. We just had a game.
Yep.
Age of Rebellion today.
It's my game.
And you've been slotting into your GM role a little bit more confident every time.
Yep. Loving it.
How you feeling now?
Good. I can write a story and not be quite so worried about how much detail I put in, because I can kind of, on the day, think of stuff faster.
If you overplan it, it's almost like not as fun, because you've got certain things you really want to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I like it. If you don't plan it so much, you can sort of roll the punches of what the players are doing. You're like, oh, if it goes that way, it goes that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is how it should be. It should be loose. It should be however that story goes.
Yeah.
You've got to like keep managing it as a GM. Definitely more fun when it's run like that.
Yeah. It had to be like quite a light story as well, because I'm kind of building the whole story up, so it couldn't really.
Mm.
You know, it's just little skirmishes.
It was good. We've our little crew, our crew of rebels.
Yeah.
We've got a commander, a diplomat, a medic, and a spy.
Yeah.
And a mechanic who's sometimes with us, sometimes not.
Yeah.
And we are just sort of forming, and we've got like a base and a home base of operations now, and we're sort of going off on errands and small missions and doing stuff. It's got quite a cool vibe, like a different vibe to mine. Like, I feel like we have a base of operations and we're getting sent out on missions.
Yeah, definitely.
Rather than in my stories, you're just floating around and you've got nowhere to hang your hat. And every time you get somewhere to hang your hat, you have to get the fuck out of there after like a couple of games.
Yeah, exactly.
The closest thing you had to it was Formos. Yeah. Where you went back again and again.
Or Kashyyyk.
Tiny bit. Like, and both of those places you had to like stop going to for like various reasons. And,
yeah, yeah.
Because wherever you go, you're always hunted.
The life
so
of
you
smuggler.
Don't want to bring trouble to your clan and Kashyyyk by having people follow you there like they have done before.
Yeah.
Formos, you're like wanted by the Empire in that region. You got to stay away from there. You're always like on the move. So it has a real different feel. But I'm enjoying playing.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying what's happening in the story. And I feel like now you've done a couple of games, you've like relaxed into the role of GM.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels more fun now. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Today's session was really fun.
It's nice. Every time that I go to play, I'm like, oh, I haven't played for a week. This could be fun.
Mm.
Or 2 weeks even. And then when I go to GM, it's like, oh, I haven't GM for a while. So it's like, keeps rolling.
Yeah, definitely. Now we've got on this flow of like every other week and it's growing regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely feeling that like, now I've had a week off GMing, I'm really looking forward to
GMing again, yeah.
And in my game at the moment, we're running the Beyond the Rim storyline.
Yeah.
So I won't talk too much about what's happening, because a lot of people are going to buy that story and run it anyway.
Mm.
It's one of the pre-written adventures that FFG put out.
Yeah.
It's basically in three acts on three different locations, but we did act one last week and that was pretty fun. And basically act one was all about you prepping for what would be act two and three. It was like the preparation chapter with like the dramatic ending, and now you're ready to go to the next location. So I'm looking forward to like act two is sort of the main meat of the story.
Yeah,
so I'm looking
forward
to like dumping you into that and seeing how you go on. And I haven't read it, so I don't know what happens yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't read act two. So
you're not going to... Oh, what, not yet? You haven't planned it yet?
No.
But you will before the game, or do you
I
thought it was one of those games that you didn't have to read. No. I was like, oh, okay.
I had to read Act 1 so many times.
I was looking through this one the other day.
Oh, the one you got? Oh, you got your Age of Rebellion GM screen.
Dead in the Water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently that's pretty good.
Gotta say, I wasn't feeling it.
Oh, I heard good reports on Dead in the Water.
I looked through it. Oh, it just doesn't. Yeah. Nah, it didn't appeal to me.
Well, you've got it in the back.
Yeah, I've got the back of the core rulebook as well to look through.
Yeah. Have you looked at that one at all?
I haven't looked at it yet. I looked at it the other day, and it's kind of. I don't want to give it away. It looked all right. I think I'm probably going to borrow from each story a little bit, but I don't know if I can do another adventure module.
I sort of the one I can't remember whether it was from the book or I think it's the one from the back of the core rulebook.
Mm.
That was when you first went to Formos,
yeah,
which is all in the story, but I sort of amended it, and I followed the storyline.
Yeah.
But I added more characters in, like the information broker who became a recurring character.
Yeah,
I gave him a more prominent role and gave him more character because he kept coming back to him. He became like a regular contact, and I added more things into it. Like I fleshed out Formos Town a bit more because I wanted it to be a bit of a hub for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So whereas you went there and picked up like a little trail of the mission, I made it more like built up the market and a couple of traders, and there was a couple of recurring characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Made it a bit more of our own.
Yeah. In my head, I've got like a subplot running already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, there's a few bits that I've already, every time we play the game and we get to the end of the game, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And it's like, I don't know, I know where it's going to go next.
Mm-hmm. So you've got plans from where today's story ended up, you have plans where it's going?
Yeah, yeah. Continuation of like different elements. Yeah.
That's cool. The other game we ran recently, well, I say recently, we haven't talked about it. We did the Under the Black Sun.
Yeah.
Which you can listen to the whole game of. The last three episodes I put up were the Jibs game, number 1, 2, and 3. I didn't list them as... I listed them on a Double Triumph, but not like episode 7, 8, and 9. I just did Double Triumph, the Jibs game, number 1, number 2, number 3. Because it's optional. Like, some people don't want to listen to other people playing. Some people do. Some people want to run that story. Yeah. And if they do, they don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to run it, maybe you do want to listen to it as a GM. If you're going to play it...
As a GM, probably.
Yeah. If you're going to play it, you don't want to. Also, it's a very sort of fast and loose version of the game. I was like kind of very lenient and letting stuff slide just to keep it moving because we wanted to get the story wrapped up, and we only had sort of 3.5 hours or something.
Yeah.
With breaks. So... But we got it all done in the afternoon, like for about 5 minutes to spare.
Literally.
So the last act in particular is very sort of like rushed, and I'm letting a lot of stuff slide. So before anyone complains.
Yeah, that's it.
It's intentionally sort of fast and loose. But yeah, it was good fun. And Jibs actually seemed to enjoy the game.
Yeah, I knew he would.
Yeah. I was impressed with how quickly he got into it.
Yeah.
Like if you listen to the beginning of the game... He doesn't do anything. He's very, like, in the background. He reads his character out, learns his character a bit.
Yeah.
We start playing, and then he doesn't do anything. And then I make him do something. I can't remember what it is. I'm like, Jibs, can you roll to do this? And as soon as he does that first roll, I felt like he was just... in. He got it, and then he was in it.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Yeah, it's good fun. Took me ages to edit.
I can imagine. It took me ages to send the file.
It took me so long to edit it compared to like editing a normal pod, and also less people downloaded it for the reasons that you don't always want to listen to the live game if they're going to run that story. Yeah. So it's like more work for less downloads.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's out there, but don't expect me to be putting up live games very often.
No.
That was a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
Our game, EU or PU, sir.
Yeah.
Where I say three stories.
Yeah.
Two are made up by me.
Yeah.
One is a real story that existed in the Star Wars EU that's now been retconned.
Yeah.
And you have to pick out which is the real story. I try and pick from like the weirdest, most bizarre EU stories that went out.
Okay.
And we recorded a few games of that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lay in one now. If the sound quality is not quite so good, it's because it's a snip that we recorded from the live game. So we're going to put maybe one or two EU or PUs in each episode from now on. So I'm just going to lay this in now. Enjoy. Beef, I'm going to have you have a round of EU or PUs with Jibs.
Am I playing?
Yeah, to test the mic levels. Okay. So the idea of the game is I tell you three things that were events that happened in the old Star Wars expanded universe, like all the old novels and stuff.
Years ago, right?
Yeah, the stuff that is considered not canon since Disney took over.
Okay.
It's the EU. Yeah, it's the EU. Uh-huh. Only one of them is real. The other two I made up. So you have to identify...
Two of them are PU.
Two of them are PU, sir. Okay. And one of them is EU, okay. Sir.
Okay.
Okay, let me start with... okay, there's three characters here. Two of them are PU, sir.
Okay.
One of them is a real character that was used. They're all Jedi Masters. Okay. The first one, Ben Dorian, who was a Jedi Hutt, who turned to the dark side and took over a planet. Hutts are the big slug guys, Jibs.
Yeah, no. Like
second one.
You know the answers.
No. Second one is Uta, who is a Jedi Gungan, so that's like Jar Jar.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. Jedi. Who solemnly guards a crypt of an ancient Sith, lord in case of resurrection.
Right.
And the third one is a Jedi Dug called Vandusha. A Dug is like Sebulba. Do you know Sebulba? I'll get a little picture of Sebulba up right. After I tell you.
Well, I need to see.
Who learns to use the Force to levitate at all times.
Sounds like it's not true.
I'll get a little...
What are they called?
Bendorian, Uta.
What are the things called? The monsters, sorry. The thing at the end.
Sure,
the Hutt, a Gungan,
which
and a Dug.
The big Jabba, right? Big blob.
Yeah.
Big love, yeah. Then there's one of him, Sebulba.
Yeah, he's
a
dog.
He's
terrible
a dog.
Life. It's awful.
He has to walk on his hands.
I don't. Am I allowed to make a guess now?
You can. I actually don't have any more details on these characters than what I've got here.
Okay.
Some of them I've got like more details. I can give you more depth to the story, but
I reckon we're looking for the EU.
You're looking for the one that's real of them three.
I know which one's real. I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you can make guesses. You can say different stuff. It's sort of like against each other.
All right. I think the real one is the Hutt.
The Hutt. The Jedi Hutt.
Yeah.
What do you think, James?
Really?
Was that the first one you said? The Jedi Hutt. I think the one that guards the Sith thing, in case he resurrects.
The Gungan.
The Gungan. I think that's EU.
You think that's the EU?
I think the other two are PU.
And you think the other one are PU, sir? And you think the big fat blob guy. Right. Anyone else want to have a little guess for a reveal?
I don't get how if that has a hut, you could even hold the light.
Yeah, it'll just be like, that's a good theorizing.
It's like, actual.
Yeah, but so one of them is supposed to be the same species as Jar Jar.
Hmm.
You really give the responsibilities of a Jedi.
True.
But then if he's loyal, isn't he?
Well, the idea is I chose... Obviously, one of them's real, and then the other two I chose, they would all be as awkward to use a lightsaber. So Hutt's a big fat, he can't even got tiny little hands. Gungan, the clumsy and dropping something everywhere. And Doug's, would have to use his foot to hold it, surely, because he's walking on his hands. So they're all... The one who uses the levitation?
So
we've got someone for all of it. Yeah.
Right,
Vandusha. Okay, the real EU, sir, was Ben Dorian, the Jedi Hutt.
What? Check it out.
He was,
What?
He was eventually killed by Leia in a lightsaber duel. But apparently he's this major Sith Lord to go over a planet, but she was like, the book described it as something along the lines of like, because of her like heightened maneuverability over him, she was able to avoid him and just slice his belly open. I'm like, couldn't anyone have done that?
Oh, God, that was a good game of EU or PU, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually I'll start running some actual EU or PU sirs with you.
That's it.
Because
yeah.
I've got a load written.
We'll start the EU PU sir league.
Yeah.
Bob Tiss.
Bobby Tiss. The first one I'm going to lay in hasn't actually got you playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're setting up the sound.
Oh,
so this first one is
going to
be like, it's going to be like the first EU or PU sir, and it's like everyone around the table apart from you. But you get the idea. Maybe I'll run in another one at the very end of this episode with Tiss, the first one that Tiss is in. I'll do two in this episode.
I can't even remember them, so we get to listen back.
I could just run them again.
Yeah.
I could ask you again. So quickly, it's going to be a bit of a short episode because we're running late.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a feature we was going to talk about using the dice for different mechanics.
Yep.
And the feature is going to be called... Do you remember what we decided on for a name eventually?
Oh, I can't remember.
There were so many names. We were saying...
Feature Creature.
I really... The one I liked, but it was so tenuous. A play on the expression, a good... was it a good day to die? I would call it A Good Way to Dice. But we just went for something very simple in the end. We decided on calling it...
What was it?
Do you don't remember?
Mechanic still? Schematic?
No, it was Chance Cubes.
Oh, yeah, Chance Cubes. Yeah, yeah.
Chance Cubes with Bob and Tess.
Chance Cubes.
Or we should just rename the podcast.
What, Chance Cubes?
Chance Cubes.
I just happen to have a Chance Cube here.
So Chance Cubes, I've got a few things to talk about Chance Cubes, but we'll just talk about one now.
Yeah.
Take your pick. We can talk about the Sabacc from the End of the Black Sun game.
Yeah.
We can talk about your diplomacy rules from last week.
Yeah.
We can talk about your group conversation rules from last week.
Yeah.
Or we can talk about, did you do one this week?
The meditation.
Oh, meditation rules.
But you've got your meditation rule.
We spoke about that, I think.
Did we?
That was not what we talked about in the first one. I can't remember. I'll look back. Yeah, I'm going to cut this little bit. Yeah. And if not, we'll talk about that next week. But I'm pretty sure we already talked about that in the last one. That was when we started talking about Chance Cubes.
Okay, let's do Sabacc. And then next week, we'll go through the three that I did.
Okay.
Just together.
Okay, so interesting thing. This was in the Under the Black Sun game. They gave rules for playing Sabacc, which was quite fun. And basically, it was what I liked about it is that it used the force die.
Yeah.
In amongst your roll. So you'd roll to see how good your hand was once playing Sabacc. And you could choose to play, I can't remember what stat it was to play normally. I think it was cool. But if you wanted to cheat at the game, say you had a really good deception, you could choose to cheat and it would add an extra setback, but you could use a stat that was better.
Right, okay.
If you failed that, obviously they'd realize you were cheating or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you would also roll in the force die at the end of your roll, and it would say whether the cards flipped positive or negative. And if they flipped positive, you would turn one success and one advantage. No, if they were positive, sorry, you would roll. You'd one failure and one threat would flip to a success and an advantage. Yeah. And if it rolled like black force die,
then all your things,
vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really
ultimately
like
that thing, that last dice
can like make or break your roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And I liked that. It was interesting to have a mechanic which incorporated the force die.
Yeah, yeah.
Into a roll, because I'd never done that and I hadn't even thought about doing it. Mm. But didn't I do that in
we
the last
did that
game?
Last game? Yeah, I was playing.
Oh yeah, this
I
is
was
fun.
Playing Chance Cubes, wasn't I?
You were playing. You were actually in a casino, yeah.
Just doing Chance Cubes, and that was just rolling the destiny. And if it's black, I lose; white, I win.
You were
slightly stacked against me.
You were on a big space station, and everyone was gearing up for a mission. They were going on and buying stuff from the shop. But you decided to go to the casino while they were there to try and like, well, if I'm going to buy something, I might as well. You know, buy something big.
Yeah.
Like a fucking speeder bike or something.
Yeah.
So he put half his money. He only had 4,000 creds in his account, and he put 2,000 down straight away to roll a chance cube with a casino owner.
Yeah.
And lost the lot.
I lost it.
And kept going, and you ended up walking out with only 1,000 creds, right?
Yeah, I lost $3,000, yeah.
Yeah. And didn't buy anything. So you were not kidding.
No, I didn't need anything.
And you
anyway.
Lost all your money.
Didn't need anything. I did buy... No, I didn't.
I thought you
were
gonna...
I did. I bought climbing gear.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to be tempted by the jetpack that you had on sale.
How much was that?
3,000.
Ooh.
I really thought would've someone been. Was going to buy it.
Would have been if I'd thought... not gambled it away.
Because I don't always chuck in everything. I had quite a lot on stock on the guys, and I just... At the end, I just chucked in a jetpack, see if anyone was going to go for it, because I knew you had quite a lot of money saved up now. Claire was very tempted, but in the end didn't
buy it.
How
much encumbrance was that, though?
Not that heavy, because you wear it. Mm. I think it was only like 2 encumbrance.
I'm on maxed out encumbrance. I have to drop
That's the thing.
A weapon.
Everyone's getting really high encumbrance now, because everyone's trying to carry everything with more time, but you have to realize you've got to leave some stuff on your ship, because you just can't carry everything you're going to buy all the time.
Oh, I wish I got the ship. Oh, I can't afford it anyway.
Maybe it'll come up another time. But that was that was another... So you just playing the Sabacc rules made me realize, you know, use the force die for stuff other than, you know, your obligation, your duty or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Start chucking it into rolls or whatever. And it is slightly biased because there's one more...
There's one more black than there is white, yeah.
So you've got slightly... better chance. It's like when I had you rolling, it was like, because it was like you're gambling against the dealer who's obviously like, he runs the casino, so it's going to be stacked in his favor.
Yeah, yeah.
it makes sense that black is going to be him. So you can play it in a way that makes sense. It makes sense that he has more of a chance. He fucking runs the place.
Well, out of four roles, I only got one white.
Yeah, and then you just lost that money back again.
Yeah. I was on a roll.
No, you weren't. But yeah, that's something to really consider. So that's something I will think about putting into my own dice rolls, and we already did. So force die.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Think about using the force die. Anything else you want to talk about?
Have we read Darth Vader since then?
I don't think we have.
Spoke about Darth Vader or Star Wars. Definitely not Star Wars.
No, the comics.
The comics, yeah.
I'll just do a general overlay of what's going with the Marvel comics right now. Star Wars, going good.
Still going good. Still going great.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
A couple of that, all I'm going to say is, if you're not reading Star Wars, you're a mug.
Yeah.
And Darth Vader is... I don't even know which one I prefer. Every time I read Star Wars, I think this is the best one.
And then every time Darth Vader comes out, it's like, oh, hello. And then it comes back out again.
Yeah, both of those series are phenomenal. Just read both of them. And if you want, read Kanan. It's surprisingly awesome.
Do you know what? Darth Vader, I think, is quite risky. Like, the Star Wars one is down the line, but the Darth Vader one's throwing in, like, the killer robots and stuff, and it's making it a bit, like...
Every time they throw a new thing into that series, I'm like, are they doing this?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about it, and then I read a couple of pages, and I'm like, oh, I'm totally down with this. Yeah.
It's like they're shooting, and they're hitting every time.
Yeah.
Just, oh, yeah. It's more risky, but I think they can be more risky
with
the miniseries.
They're pulling off the risks. Yeah.
Whereas the Star Wars one, it's kind of, you know... Even though it's great, it's straight down the line. It's like...
And Leia is so hit and miss. Like,
it's just not epic enough.
No.
It's not epic enough. It's too laxy-daisy, sort of.
Cool. So, looking forward to Battlefront, the game?
I can't wait for Battlefront.
They announced the planets are going to be Hoth, Tatooine, Endor, and Sullust.
Which is...
It's Lando's co-pilot, guys. It's their home planet.
Okay, cool. Do you think there'll be more DLC in the same game?
Yeah.
Like, four maps are quite limited.
There's 12 maps.
Set over four.
Across four planets.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're adding another planet as free DLC, like a couple of weeks after it comes out.
Oh, cool.
But the reason they're holding back is it's like the main planet from Force Awakens.
Right, okay.
Jakku, you know the one which is sort of like the desert wastelandy sort of planets in Trainers?
Yeah.
So that's the fifth planet they're adding. And that's actually going to be like a prologue to The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay. What, in the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
The DLC is called The Battle of Jakku. Going to be set pretty much just after episode 6.
Okay.
So it's a battle that happened literally straight after episode 6. And you play that.
Yeah.
Which is why when you see the trailers, you know, it's like 30 years later.
Yeah.
You know, in the trailers, there's like Star Destroyers like left in the sand that are like all been there for years and stuff.
That's
all left over from the Battle of Jakku.
Right.
Which is what you play in the game.
Ah, okay.
So that's really cool, like tying in.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Exciting times.
Yeah.
Exciting times. Yeah. Just can't wait for the end of the year. I can, because, you know, enjoyed my life and all that. But, but I can't wait for the end of the year.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff coming out. One more quick thing, back on Star Wars role-playing game.
Yeah.
They're adding the third variant of the game soon. Yeah. Force and Destiny.
Force and Destiny.
And so we've had the scum and villainy and outsiders, and we've had the rebellion and the Empire, and now we're getting the Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Force and Destiny because we don't have enough time to even play Force and Destiny.
No.
So unfortunately, we won't be covering Force and Destiny on this because we won't be playing Force and Destiny.
No.
As much as I would love to. But even if we did have another person willing to GM, I feel like 3 weeks, like having three games on the go at once is just like, it's just way too many.
Jumbled. You'd be like Beef and that would forget their characters from week to week, I think.
And especially seeing as in my game, you've had your characters running for so long now.
Yeah.
You're going to start alternate characters.
Yeah.
So you can sort of like, I'm going to be this character this week, I'm going to be this character the next week, whatever.
Yeah.
So you'll have two in my game, we'll have one in yours. And then starting another one in another game. It's just way too much. So for the time being, we won't be playing Force and Destiny, but it does look pretty awesome. And that's out like very, very soon now.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm happy with the Rebellion stories anyway.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the two games we've got going at the moment.
Yeah. I think it covers everything apart from Force and Destiny, but like, I don't know. It's not like our ones aren't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, our ones are pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't want to... It's not like I want to trade either of them for it.
No, no.
Like, I'd love to play it as well, but I don't want to, like, sacrifice one of the games we've got going to play it.
Exactly. Because you... On one side, you've got the Imperials versus the Rebels, and then on your one, you've got, like, everything else, basically. Yeah.
The rest of the galaxy.
Yeah. So it's covered.
Like, the time frame it's in, Jedi's are sort of the least important element of Star Wars.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
that time frame.
Yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't... That's what I'm kind of like, how's it going to work?
Yeah. But... And we're going to start alt characters in my game soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And what are you thinking of having as your alt character?
Toydarian Trader. Mm. Definitely.
Completely different.
Yeah. His stats will be massively stacked on knowledge and everything else.
Like cunning.
Cunning. Yeah.
Deception.
Yeah, he won't be a
negotiation.
Combat. Won't be very good at combat.
Yeah.
It'll be like the you.
You'll
of
be
this
relying.
Game.
Yeah, you're going to be relying on someone else to be the muscle in that game.
Definitely.
Yeah. Pretty much the week after we finish Beyond the Rim, I'm going to have you guys all make new characters, and that's going to be your alts. Is that all we got to say?
Boring conversation anyway.
Yeah, boring conversation anyway. Okay, Tissa, you know the rules.
What?
Which of these is PU set?
Are you still recording?
Yeah. All right. There's a story with a character called Ken, who is a collector of Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe. Mm. Right? Two, there's a story where Han and Lando visit Earth on a smuggling mission. Mm. Three, there is a story where C-3PO realizes he is a fictional character within the book.
Has a mental breakdown.
Yeah, there's a story where C-3PO realizes he is a fictional character within the book. Which of those three? Mm. How mental is it that one of these is real? This is why I was struggling to come up with stuff that was as weird as the real ones.
I think the toy collector thing will be real.
You mean the toy collector is real?
Mm. I think the toy collector is real.
You think the toy collector is real?
Because... He's not technically collecting Star Wars toys, he's collecting toys of people in his own world, which is what we do.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. I don't know any who have Obama toys.
Obama, actually, yeah.
Obama versus Bush.
C-3PO becoming a fictional character is like Deadpool, the bloody Star Wars edition.
Yeah.
Which is bollocks.
But this
strict,
is, I'm including, this is all the EU stuff, which is like the comics, cartoons, that's all EU stuff, so could
well,
be from
I'm glad it's not canon. You're listening.
Which one do you think, Jibs?
EU is the Lando and Han visiting Earth.
You think that's the EU?
Smuggling mission.
The Vulcan.
Does anyone believe it's the C-3PO one?
No.
No. Yeah. Cleef, did you hear them?
I've missed the crazy
Wait.
Yeah, have you missed them? Do you want me to tell them back to you so you can weigh in?
If he believes he's going to go, surely he's going mad.
Love that. Oh my
you
god.
You are going mad, mate.
These are the three. Okay. There's a Star Wars story where a character called Ken is a collector of Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe. Two, there is a story where Han and Lando visit Earth on a smuggling mission. Three, there is a story where C-3PO realises he is a fictional character within the book.
Oh, God.
You know if that is the one, he just has to kill himself because he's already said he will.
They're so crazy, all of them.
All of them are terrible.
One of them is real, though.
One of them is the real one. Do I have to guess? Has everyone else made a guess?
Everyone's made a guess.
Does everyone know what it is as well?
No, I haven't told anyone yet.
So there's the C-3PO, the one, there's one that... Luke and Solo and Lando went to Earth.
Mm-hmm. And one where a guy collects Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe.
It's probably the... I don't want it to be the Earth one.
You think it's the Earth one? So Jib said the Earth one as well. No one believed C-3PO. It was the collector of Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe.
Really? Yes.
From a story called The Glove of Darth Vader.
That's exactly the kind of thing a person would write, though. It brings themselves into it.
Yeah.
Right, so basically, I was there with Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. Yeah, playing with his gloves.
That's believable.